Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline, where the weather is absolutely magnificent, something that the Chamber of Commerce would be proud about, and the reason that a small town like Atlanta, Georgia, has become the metropolis of the South. Absolutely breathtaking. Now, we are looking, of course, today for the baseball game with the Dodgers, and sadly, we don't do too well with that. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. Instead, I'm going to open the program today doing something a little different than I normally do. I'm going to read to you from a blog of a fellow that I have just run into. His name's Matt Walsh. And this is an open letter to President Barack Obama, and it is right on target about the topic that we are going to discuss today, and that is, can a narcissist lead us out of the fiscal dilemma that we are in right now and actually make this government work? Here's the letter. Dear President Obama, you strike me as the sort of man who spends a lot of time staring at his own reflection. I wonder, what do you see when you gaze so admiringly at yourself? What image do you find in that mirror of yours? Let me guess. A graceful Greek god with a golden crown, draped in luxurious robe, perched on a giant, magnificent throne atop a mountain in the sky. You see a throng of angels singing your praises and masses of subservient peasants prostrated before you, trembling with fear and awe. You see a man who is more than a man, and a president who transcends the presidency. You see a historic figure of immortal importance. Yes, that's what I thought when I read this. This is exactly who you are, President Obama. And this is kind of how people see you. They either see you, your supporters and your enemies may argue over whether you descended from heaven on the back of a Pegasus, or were birthed from the bowels of hell to bring about a biblical apocalypse. They both agree on one thing. You are of great significance. You're either the Antichrist of the second or the second coming, with no room for anything in between. What I want to know is this. What do you think you're really like, President Obama, and what can the American people look for from you? Now, here's my hypothesis. Mr. Obama, you have a narcissistic personality disorder which does not allow you to negotiate with people. It does not allow you to compromise. It doesn't allow you to take a partial victory. Everything for you is a zero-sum game, and that's how I see it. Richard, how are you this afternoon?
Great, John. I'm glad to be back on the Watts line.
Back on the Watts line. That's exactly right. Well, as you're on the Watts line, let me just say two things right to begin with. Number one, Barack Obama's approval rating on Real Clear Politics is approval 44.3, disapproval 50.3, And there are some that have the swing as high as disapproval 53 and approval 41. So the people aren't looking at the president as if he is really doing a good job. Now, I'll agree they don't agree that Congress is either, but personally, I think that it's imperative that the House hold its ground, especially with our national debt at $16.966 trillion, and it's so close that before the end of the program, it will be $16.967. So we will have gone another $1 billion in debt as we speak on the program. All right. Now, we're talking about narcissism. It's a most people don't really, they really don't think, I mean, they think, well, a narcissist, you know, somebody who's just very vain. But that's not exactly what we're talking about. What we're talking about is that there's something, it's a personality disorder, something that is so wrong with him that he's not able to function to get the job done. Now, he's great. Narcissists are fabulous at blaming others. It's never their fault.
They were always right.
He goes right. Yeah, it's always their doing. So it being
that's never his fault. He can't take the blame for any of these glitches that have happened under his regime. None of those are his fault.
Nothing. Nothing. And the problem is, we've had governmental shutdowns before. There have been 17 in our history. And we've had presidents who've been able to negotiate and lead their way out of them. And we've had presidents that, when they came in, really were not up for the job. I do not think that Bill Clinton was up for the job, and I do not think that George Bush 43 was up for the job when they came in. Now, to both of their credits, they grew in the job, and, you know, neither one of them is going to be on Mount Rushmore. But they were both pretty effective, and particularly Clinton, when he moved to the center and worked with the Republican House of Representatives, back when Newt Gingrich was the Speaker of the House, ended all of this welfare state and put the economy in high gear, to the point where in 2000 we had a slight surplus, and I mean it really was a slight surplus. It wasn't even $1 trillion. But you know, listen, I'd love to be there right now. He did that.
Bush wasn't even a billion dollar.
He didn't. I mean, he was just like bewildered, but he grew into the job because, I mean, both of them were egotistical. I don't think you can be president and not be at least some egotistical. But there's a far cry difference between being egotistical and actually having a personality disorder. Now, what do you think? And by the way, you know what? We just talk all the time. Today, I'm going to give a telephone number if anybody wants to call in. It's 347-326-9949, because this is kind of a interesting subject, and I wouldn't mind having somebody else's take on it. It's a regrettable thing to consider that the problem isn't that Obama isn't doing the right thing. The problem is he's not capable of leaving.
Jack.
Of doing the right thing. Yeah.
If somebody wanted to call in and they didn't have a pen, now they might have a pen, so you might want to give them the number again. Slowly.
347-326-9949. There you go.
Good. There you go. Just call into the Watts line.
Call into the Watts line. By the way, almost all of our listeners do it on the archived version. And from when I, you know, when I put it on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, so they click on it and they'll listen to it in the evening. And I'm always amazed, you know, that there are so many more that do that. But you know, I think that'd be kind of fun to do if I were, you know, riding home in a car or something like that. Say, you know what, I'm just going to see what old Watsy's got to say, and then you know, just click it on in, and you can listen to it. Anyway, okay. What are the things, what is a narcissistic personality disorder like? What are the things? Well, I mean, it starts out, I mean, you actually do believe that you are better than other people. It isn't just that you have a high opinion of yourself. You literally believe you are better than others. Now, when we're talking about these things, I want everybody to just be visualizing, how many of these things are characteristics that you see in our president and have seen and witnessed? I mean, some of the pettiness that has gone along with his anger over sequestration, you know, not letting little kids come to the White House and over the government shutdown, you know, closing outdoor facilities that just out of spite.
Yeah.
That's because he does believe he's better than somebody else. Another characteristic of a narcissist is that they exaggerate their accomplishments or their talents. And, you know, when I think of this, I think of how they kind of got out of the dilemma with bombing Syria, because the Syrians went over the red line, and Obama didn't know what to do. He was clueless about what to do. So John Kerry just out of happenstance said, "Well, you know, what if we said we wouldn't bomb them, and they promised to dismantle all of the gas?" Which is a first-rate idea, and that's something that the Russians jumped on immediately, and Assad accepted, and by the next day, it was Obama's idea. And he said, well, he and Vladimir had talked about that at the G20 summit in St. Petersburg. Now, here's the thing with a narcissist. It isn't that he lied about that. It's that in his thinking, he actually believed that was true. That's a serious problem. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a disorder, and that's something that he seriously believes. Nobody else does, but he does.
Well, he does, and actually, that's not true. The press that lauds him and bombs all over him, and some of these, you know, left-wing people, they believe everything that comes out of his mouth, and that's one of the things that a narcissist has to have. He has to have a fawning audience. I mean, that's part of the thing, too. They expect constant praise and admiration. Constant. So when someone us, when we take him to town and ream him a new one every Monday afternoon, he can't handle that. He can't handle the criticism. He wants people to always be admiring of who he is. That's what a narcissist is. Now, almost everybody knows somebody that's pretty narcissistic, and, you know, we actually have somebody in our family, which is one of the reasons that we know so much about this. If you, in order to be okay with a narcissist, you have to accept the way they view reality. And if you don't, you're worthless. You cease to be anybody important or have any standing if you disagree with them in any way, ever. They write you off. And there are people, there are people that are so sold into what Obama says and does that they believe every word that comes out of his mouth. And in that little blog that I read from, that open letter to the president about who he was as this great figure that came down, for the peasants to just worship him. Well, when I read that, the thing that it reminded me of was Lucifer, who said, "I will ascend above the Most High, and I will be worshipped, not God." And of course, this is the same kind of thing. And I'm not saying that Obama's Lucifer or anything like that, but it is the same mentality. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope people around the world know that Lucifer is the devil.
I guess I was just giving our audience a little more credit than perhaps they were due by saying that. But thank you so much for bringing it down to the common man that Lucifer is the devil.
Well, and just so that you know too, Jack, St. Louis just won, so they're tied with the Pirates 2 games up.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Here we are talking about something really significant and then go to baseball. That's what I like about this little program. But I tend to say that the name of the city that I live in is Atlanta, one and done. Because that seems to be what our future is in baseball. Yeah. One playoff series and we're done. But, I say it's going to be very hard for the Braves to get back in it with the Dodgers. They just seem to have our number. Anyway, I want to get back to what we're talking about here with President Obama.
You mean Lucifer? Oh, we said he isn't Lucifer. That's right.
A narcissist doesn't really recognize the feelings or emotions of another person. So they can't really relate to other people. They can't, they have no empathy. So, for example, I can't think of a better example than closing the World War II Memorial to these vets of I mean, this is the greatest generation, and they sacrificed, and a half a million men, Americans, soldiers, died in World War II, a half a million. And in so doing, they defeated Hitler, they defeated Mussolini, and they defeated Tojo.
This was a weekend that they knew that these guys were all coming to see the memorial. They knew that this was happening. And he went out of his way to shut it down. And didn't I hear a couple of congressmen went there and actually removed the barriers, and the park rangers just let them in. They weren't going to get involved with that.
Which they shouldn't. I mean, these guys, almost all of them are in wheelchairs now. And, you know, this is the end. And I wonder what they think about what America has become. And did they fight for this? But that's another story. That Obama could not have any empathy or respect for who these men were, what they have done, is beyond comprehension. And at the same time, they opened one of these parks for a group that was having a pro-immigration reform rally.
Right.
That is, that those things are offensive to millions of Americans like us, doesn't even equate in this man's mind. He just doesn't get it. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Clinton was, he has a sexual addiction, obviously. And he's pretty leftist, but he's not a fool. He would understand that completely and would say, you know what? I don't care what the thing is. We let these guys go in because that's just not a good thing for us. And I don't want us to be perceived as being against the greatest generation. I mean, you know, Tom Brokaw is one of the leftist commentators, always has been. And he was the one that wrote the book and did all of the things about the greatest generation because he had that kind of respect. If you're a liberal, okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It sees the world differently than we do. But if you're a narcissist, you cannot understand someone else's emotions at all. If somebody really is a true narcissist, here's an example of what they would do. If they were at a funeral, they wouldn't grieve for the person that's dead because they don't get it. But what they would do is that they would look at what other people were doing and try and mimic it so that they would come off as being normal. But it never quite works. It always was just like not exactly what it's supposed to be or look like. And that
is
how
psychos like that too. Aren't psychos like that too?
Well, they are, and sociopaths. But a narcissistic personality disorder is not somebody who is going to, be like Jason and put on a hockey mask and come after people with a knife. That's not what they do. They manipulate their way, but they can't do the things that we consider normal for a human being. Like, if somebody is grief-stricken and they look up and say, my mother just died. Well,
you can sit down with them. You can pray with them. You can hold them. You can let them cry. You can cry with them. You can touch them. And you can touch their souls. A narcissist can't do that because they don't get it. It has to all be about them. And frankly, I've been thinking about this, and you remember the day after the after Benghazi, Obama and Hillary Clinton got out there in the Rose Garden, and they lied about the, you know, about the video causing this. And then Obama got on a plane and went to Vegas because he had a fundraising thing and a party with Beyonce and Jay-Z. But see, that's where he had to have that adulation. It was so inappropriate. Even people in his own inner circle kind of knew that that was inappropriate. We know it was very inappropriate.
Absolutely.
I mean, the coffins aren't, I mean, the bodies aren't even cold, and he's already partying. And he's the president of the United States. But he has to have that adulation that comes from being the way that he is. There are a couple of other things. They're fragile. Their self-esteem is, you know, they just... You can't criticize them in any way, or they take it so personally. If you're going to be the president of the United States, you got to recognize that 40% of the people aren't going to like you no matter what. And if it's a conservative, 40% of the liberals aren't going to like you know, and vice versa. And they're going to criticize you. But a narcissist cannot take that. They cannot. They're very fragile. And we see that all the time. Now, personally, I think that that's what's behind all of the stuff with the IRS, the NSA spying, the EPA going after some of these companies, and all the rest of it. It's a fragile ego that's punishing the people who have wounded him. You know, that doctor, Ben Carson, that stood up there and the black guy. From John Hopkins. Yeah. And criticized him. He criticized the way everything was happening. Yeah. No, he'd say, what is he? What kind of surgeon?
I thought he was a neurosurgeon.
Whatever he is.
He's a surgeon.
He got up there and he criticized him. And within a couple of weeks, he was confronted by the IRS. He said it's the first time in his whole practice he's ever had a problem with that, but it's because Obama sat there, but he winced inside because he has a narcissistic personality disorder, and he is incapable of doing the things necessary to lead this great nation. So we will never, ever, ever have a moment with Obama where we are going full-fledged forward. All he knows how to do is blame others, and he has no capacity to lead whatsoever. None. It doesn't exist in him. It isn't that he wouldn't like to. The character qualities are not there for him to do it, and that is the God's truth. Well, that's all the time that we've got there, Richard. And, you know,
we have to wrap up the watch line for another night.
We're going to wrap up the watch line and go watch the Red Sox. So let me just say this, America. Thank you, Dick, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.
Good night.